Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We would like to talk about basketball season, but for all these kids that are in high school, it's more like roller coaster season. It's been so up and down, and especially at Sherrard, where, you know, a couple of weeks ago, the school board says, hey, kids can play. We're going to follow the IHSA season. You have practice Monday, and then these new COVID mitigations are announced this week, and that basically puts a halt on all IHSA basketball practices per the new IDPH guidelines. Taylor Barber, can you kind of sum up what you've been, I guess, going through here the past couple of weeks?
Well, it was really difficult at first just to comprehend that we might not be able to play basketball, and then we kind of got some hope there where the IHSA said that we're good to start on time and how Sherrard was going to allow it and everything. So that gave us all kind of really big hope. And then with this news just yesterday even, it just kind of brought us back down to, oh, are we going to have a season again? And it's kind of just a really big bummer. And at this point, I think a lot of us are just wanting to play, like, at all. So we're just hoping for even a little bit of a season.
And that's all you can hope for right now. But, you know, going back a few weeks here, you know, Sherrard School Board was one of the few boards that went on record to say, we're going to follow through with the IHSA season. Now, that was, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And there's just been a handful of schools that said, yeah, we'll have a IHSA season regardless of what, you know, the governor had said at the time or IDPH. So the school board wanted to give the kids the opportunity to play. What was your reaction to that, I guess?
I was just super grateful that our school district was able to come to that conclusion and how they're really just keeping in our interests in mind, because they know how much we want to play, especially for the seniors this year. It's just kind of tough, and they were really just keeping us and our mental health and our physical health in mind, and I was just super happy that they were able to say that we're going to stand up to this and we're going to allow our students to play. It was a really, like, it was a great moment just to see that they were really there for us.
And I know it would have been weird here this year, and hopefully there is a season, but, you know, the way the season would have proceeded if, indeed, games would have started on November 30th, you know, practices started here Monday, but they've been shut down now, you know, playing with a mask and playing basically in front of no fans.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have, I would assume you say, yeah, I'll accept something like that. If I can have a season, I know it's not the best, but if that's, if those mitigations, if that's what it's going to take, I can accept that. Is that fair to say you would have done that?
Yeah, it's definitely fair. As long as we got a chance to play, that's all I could ask for.
The other thing we look at here, Taylor Barber, is what happens now? So that's the next question. What happens now? What are you, how are you approaching this, I guess, moving forward?
I'm just trying to stay hopeful. I know it's not looking the best right now, but I'm trying to stay hopeful. And hopefully, with the IHSA meeting tomorrow, they just make a plan that we're still able to play. And even if it gets pushed back to the very last second, just hoping we can still have a little bit of a season. And just trying to stay optimistic about it, kind of, and trying to stay optimistic for, like, the other seniors and the other student athletes at the school, and just trying to stay up about it, not getting in our heads about, oh, we're not going to have a season, and just giving up on it.
You know, I was talking to a Mercer County kid earlier this week, too, about the whole back and forth. And I said to her, I said, you know, the one good thing about this year, if there's anything that is good that can come out of this situation, and you really date back to March when all this pandemic stuff started, is I think kids of 2020, they understand process now a little bit more, right? Because you now realize that, man, it takes the Illinois Department of Public Health, it takes the Illinois State Board of Education, it takes Illinois High School Association, it takes local school board to make all this happen. Is that your takeaway maybe a little bit from this, that, you know, maybe the past several years you could take it for granted, but now you realize, man, going forward, and it looks like going forward, it's going to take kind of approval from all of those entities I just mentioned. It's not going to be easy, and I think understanding the process is probably pretty important.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I don't think any of us realized how complicated it was all before, and I think a lot of us did take it for granted, because it's like, oh, here's another season, come and go, but now it's, are we even going to have a season? And so I think a lot of us did take that for granted. I think a lot of us will realize how much really goes into this and appreciate it a lot more.
And then, you know, if this was the normal school year and we had the normal IHSA calendar, you would probably be playing your second or third game of the season right now. Do you think about that a little bit, that, you know, your senior year, you should be playing games right now? It's always that week before Thanksgiving where the girls' basketball season tips off with tournaments, and that ain't happening in 2020.
Yeah, I tend to think about that a lot, and how, like, if it was a normal year right now, we would have already been done with volleyball and homecoming and football, and we would have been playing in our Geneseo tournament like usual. And it is a big bummer, just realizing how much would have already happened and how much we haven't got to experience. So it does kind of put a damper on things a little bit.
And then I assume it's a little more agonizing when you look across the river, and I think as it stands now, you know, those kids are going to play basketball. That's got to be tough, isn't it?
Yeah, that's one thing me and my friends talk a lot about, how, like, you can drive half an hour and they're playing basketball and they're having their sports seasons, and, like, it's great for them that they are able to do that, and it's awesome to see that they're able to do that. It's just like, oh, if we live 30 minutes away, we could do it too, but unfortunately we're not able to.
All right, well, we hope something good happens in the new year, and hopefully kids can get out and play basketball, especially like Senior Taylor Barber over at Sherrard. Appreciate the visit, and we hope to see you playing on the court sometime in 2021. Good luck to you.
Me too. Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.